Now let's consider the cultural diversity critique of markets and capitalism. This is an argument about cultural globalization. It's especially popular in France and sometimes in Canada, and the claim is that markets and capitalism will lead to too little cultural diversity. In this video, we'll be talking about culture in the sense of cultural goods and services. There are two distinct but interrelated arguments here. The first one has to do with media economies of scale, which sometimes will lead to clusterings of media production in particular geographic regions. The second will do with how many traditional cultures will actually survive, given that we have some amount of cultural clustering going on. It's perhaps easiest to see the nature of the cultural diversity critique when you look at cinema. Cinematic production, quite commonly, is very much clustered. So, for instance, a lot of globally successful movies are connected to Hollywood. They may not be filmed in Hollywood, but the projects are evaluated in Hollywood, and the general sense of what the movie is to be is put together also in Hollywood. When it comes to popular movies with a lot of expensive special effects or perhaps certain kinds of celebrity vehicles, it may well be that Hollywood is the world's most efficient producer and that to some extent this discourages other national cinemas because it's hard to compete with Hollywood, which has a large natural home market, the United States, and then the ability to sell and market its product around the world at relatively low marginal cost. And of course, it's not just about Hollywood. Bollywood, from India, is another important cinematic cluster, and again you see the same features. Some amount of specialization, large degree of expertise, and then movies from Bollywood have